There are too many people who support this terrorism outright who you now see out there protesting. And believe you me, dear American, they come after you as much as they come after an Israeli. First up, obviously, is the atrocities committed by the terrorist operation Hamas against Israeli innocents last week. And it has resulted in a war. Israel is going to, by all accounts, invade the Gaza Strip, where Hamas is, where the base for Hamas is. And of course, the left, which hates Israel, the extremist left, which supports the revolutionary concepts behind Hamas, which saw atrocities really never seen before, at least since ISIS and the worst of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, where they invaded Israel and murdered women and children, kidnapped civilians, and took them back to Gaza. And to see the left respond with contortions of morality that which should be an embarrassment to any civilized person, have difficulties in calling Hamas out for these atrocities, instead suggesting Israel is to blame, immediately calling for ceasefires and suggesting Israel is engaging in international war crimes by defending itself in Gaza. It exposes also here in the United States, you have many Americans and foreign nationals who are residing here who support terrorism. And I've talked about this radical extreme leftism who that supports this revolutionary concept. And it isn't just meaning, and it just doesn't mean that they support, you know, a communist revolution. They support revolutions of all flavors, including their fellow travelers in this Hamas revolutionary terrorist movement. And so when it comes right down to it, they support terrorism. And that's what we're seeing here. And I hope for those, I know many people who watch this, the veil has long been lifted. But that the veil has been lifted on what the true aims of the revolutionary left are, what the extremist left really want. So when they talk about decolonization, they mean the homicides we saw in Israel, the effort to just destroy and murder Israelis on their land and expel them from their land. I mean, that's what's happening when they mean decolonization. And when they talk about decolonization in the United States, what do you think that means? And there's been this red-green alliance, I've called it, the red being the communists and the green being the radical Islamic revolutionaries. It's been going on for years, and there's a Hamas caucus in Congress. Congressman Ilhan Omar, people like Congressman Tlaib support, for instance, and have raised money for the Council on Arab-Islamic Relations, which was founded as a front for Hamas. It's a Hamas front organization. And you see entities out there, well-connected left-wing organizations, well-funded by the likes of Soros and others, who are calling for a revolution. And this is what they consider to be revolution, that those atrocities where babies are killed, women are raped, and civilians are kidnapped and used as shields for when Israel has to, by all accounts, go into Gaza and, you know, remove the Hamas operation from that place. So this is the situation we're in, and it's not obviously just an issue for Israel. It's an issue for the United States because I forget what's the latest numbers on the number of Americans who are killed as a result of that terrorist attack, 22? I think that's the latest. Maybe it's up to 25 now. An unknown number have been kidnapped and are missing. And when you think of what Israel's going through, I mean, comparatively speaking, in terms of population, it'd be like if the United States had lost 40,000 people on 9/11 instead of nearly 3,000. And we had thousands of people kidnapped by the terrorists. I mean, that's what happened in Israel. And so let me provide a fact check. What Israel is doing in terms of a response in Gaza perfectly complies with any notion of the rules of law, the rules of war. In fact, Israel going above and beyond what's required under the rules of war to ensure that civilians aren't unnecessarily targeted. There's no evidence Israel seeks to target innocent civilians. But they have a right to defend themselves from these genocidal monsters that are running Hamas and make sure that threat is eliminated. So to go in and try to destroy that threat, if it results incidentally and not purposely in civilian casualties, you know, that's terrible. But that's the result of Hamas's evil ways, not a stain on Israel for defending itself. But this is what the left does, right? They excuse, condone, and try to protect their allies that follow no rules. And then they make up rules that constrain the good guys, more or less, from defending themselves. And that's what's happening right now with Israel. Murder civilians. Oh, let's not have Israel overreact. It's a war crime. They can't do anything to defend themselves. And that's a sly way of being pro-Hamas, isn't it? Right? It's a sly way of being pro-Hamas. And of course, you know, the international left has long hated Israel. They see it as a bastion of Western civilization. They see it as a proxy for the United States. They hate Israel because it serves as a useful organizing tool for the left, because they point to these populations of Palestinians that have been kept in poverty and in refugee camps by these revolutionary types, these left-wing governments and the international elites, to use as a cudgel, A, for revolutionary organizing and for targeting Israel. So it's an unholy mix of your sort of standard anti-Semitism and anti-Westernism that is a core element of the communist left. So, you know, I don't think we need to beat around the bush. I mean, there are just too many people in Washington, D.C. who are willing to excuse this type of terrorism. And there are too many people who support this terrorism outright who you now see out there protesting. And believe you me, dear American, they come after you as much as they come after an Israeli. So, you know, I pray for the innocents in Israel. I mean, I can't imagine being in those situations, the horror of what they've seen. But I pray for peace. But I pray for the peace that comes with a victory against that evil entity that is Hamas. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.